Welcome to episode 7 in our Business English Marketing mini-series. We will talk about the fourth P in the four marketing Ps, the four pillars of marketing. The first was the product, the price, the place, and now for this episode, promotion. We will talk about advertising, we will talk about the sales force and some promotional activities. Now, before we start, let me remind you that you can practice the things you're learning in the PDF downloadable booklet that I have included with this mini-series. You can find the booklet on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, or on our Patreon page. Now, with that being said, let's move directly to advertising and start talking about the fourth P in the four pillars of marketing, promotion. Now, remember, we said earlier that advertising is usually thought of as marketing, or the only thing as marketing. Marketing is advertising. No, advertising is just one part of marketing and it comes in the part of promotion. But to talk about advertising, of course, it is an essential part of marketing and it is a very important part of marketing. But it comes in different ways. We can have advertisements in different forms. They can be classified advertisements in newspapers. They can be billboards or what is called in British English, open-air hoardings. These, of course, are the big signs you can see on the streets. And they can be neon signs, or they can be special displays, like in appliance stores. You can see the washing machines, the TVs, you can see them. Those are special displays of the products. That is also a form of advertising. And then we have the TV commercials, things you can see on TV. They tell you about good products, whatever, why you should buy this, why you should buy that, TV commercials. And of course, there is social media marketing. And that might be nowadays one of the most important ways to advertise. But these are different ways of advertising. Of course, there might be other ways, but these are the main ways of advertising. Now, let's talk about advertisements when they come in a series. A series of advertisements for a particular company or product is an advertising campaign. So what is the advertising campaign? That's a series of advertisements for a particular company or a product. Now, a person or business that advertises is called an advertiser, with an E-R, not O-R, advertiser. An organization that designs and manages advertising, there are some organizations or companies like that, and these are called advertising agencies. So an advertising agency is an organization that designs and manages advertising. Now, another form of advertising is sponsorship, where companies sponsor events like concerts and sports events by paying some of their costs or paying for their products to be displayed. That is called sponsorship, and that is also a form of advertising. So advertising is not always just TV or special displays or newspapers or social media marketing. No, there can be other types of advertising. Sponsorship is just another example. Now, I need to give you a note here about the word advertisement in American English and advertisement in British English. Now, in both American English and British English, we can use the short form and say ad. Instead of advertisement, we can say ad. But in American English, we either say ad or advertisement. But in British English, we have ad, we have advert, and we have advertisement. But American English, they don't say advertisement, they say advertisement. I just wanted to tell you about this. So when you hear advertisement or advertisement, it's the same thing. It's just one in British English and one in American English. Now, of course, we're talking about promotion, and promotion is not all advertisement. Promotion is about the people as well, the sales force. Now, a company's sales force, its salesmen and saleswomen, visit or phone customers and persuade them to buy its products. Each member of this sales force has his or her own sales area or sales territory. And that is when they are responsible for a particular region. That is what we call sales area or sales territory. Now, the head of the sales force is called the sales manager. So advertisement is a big part of promotion, but of course we have the people who work in sales as well. These are also a big part of the promotion of a product, the people who try to sell the product to other people. And then let's talk about the promotional activities. Promotion, which is an uncountable noun, can refer to all the activities designed to support the sale of a product, including advertising. So that is promotion in general as an uncountable noun. But when we talk about a promotion, and here it is a countable noun, as you can see, because we said a promotion, that's a little bit different. It is part of promotion in general, but a promotion can describe a special offer such as a discount or reduced price, a free sample like a small amount of the product to try or taste, a free gift given away with the product, or a competition with prizes. These are all promotions, and these are all a promotion, can be a promotion. We are running a promotion. That is something. That is one thing that we can count. But promotion in general, that is the uncountable noun of promotion, can refer to all the activities designed to support the sale of a product, including advertising. Now, we have a lot of promotional activities and different ways people, and they can get creative, actually, in their promotional activities. Now, supermarkets, for example, chain stores and airlines, they offer loyalty cards. Loyalty cards, what does that mean? The more you spend, the more points you get, and you can exchange these points for free goods or flights if it is an airline. So this promotional activity is called loyalty cards, or is done by means of loyalty cards. We also have a cross promotion. And that is where you buy one product and you are recommended to buy another product. For example, a washing machine with a recommendation for a particular brand of washing powder. That is a cross promotion. Advertisements where famous people recommended the product are product endorsements. And then there is the product placement, and that is when a company pays for its products to be used or seen in films and TV programs, for example. That is also called product placement. So with that being said, these are the promotional activities. Remember, when we talk about promotion, we're not just talking about advertising. Advertising is just one form of promotion, one important form of promotion, one important part of promotion, but we have the sales force and we have some other promotional activities that are included in the promotion, the general thing that refers to the activities designed to support the sale of a product. Now, with that being said, that'll be all that I have to say about promotion. Remember, we still have one more episode from our mini-series about business English marketing, and that is e-commerce. Don't miss that and listen to the final episode in our mini-series, and you will have a good idea about everything that has to do with marketing in a business English context. If you want to practice what you're learning here, remember that you can use the PDF downloadable booklet that I have provided with the mini-series. You can find the booklet on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, or on our Patreon page. So use the booklet and practice the things you've learned so that you don't forget them in the future. Now, with that being said, thank you very much for listening to another episode from our Business English Marketing mini-series. This is your host, Danny. I will see you again in the final episode of the mini-series talking about e-commerce. See you next time.